Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy, who's in the studio with me, and also Jerry the Diver Guy via the web in the mountains of Virginia. And Mountain Divers, how is things there in the mountains right now? Are you still finishing up all that training you were talking about last time? Or last week, or what?
We have finished.
You have finished your crew.
We have finished it, and I actually took this weekend off.
You did? And decided you just hang with us for a while then, huh?
Always.
Yeah. Well, you got your priorities mixed up. I appreciate it just the same. Jerry, it's always fun having you on the show. So you did, they did their checkout dives when? This past weekend then? They finished it up?
This past weekend they finished.
So where did you take them? Where did you do your checkout dives for their open water class?
At an area, local lake here around, it's actually part in Tennessee and part in Virginia, and it's South Houston Dam is what the name of it is, and we got everything going for them, and they're done.
Okay, so it's a dam, and that gives creates a lake type of environment? Is that what you're
yes.
talking about, or what? So
yeah.
How deep is that particular site? Why don't you, fill us in? What kind of place is this? Is it a place where divers frequent in your area there, Jerry, or what?
Well, just the locals go there. I mean, there's not really nothing there to see, I don't think, which yeah. I guess I can say that where I've been in it so many times. But, it's full of freshwater fish,
right?
Smallmouth bass, catfish.
How deep?
Things like that, and... it's a good little lake to go to, but the traffic's been heavy on it for the last year on it. But
so you got to watch out for the water sports folks, skiers, and
yep.
things like that. You mean? I gotcha. But how deep
yep.
is the lake though, with the dam
well,
there? And what do you think?
It averages. We can do it. We could do in one spot. We can do up to 120 foot.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then it ranges on up to, shallow to 20 foot where I usually do my checkouts. It averages anywhere from 20 to 25 foot.
Yeah. And a visibility?
So, it varies.
Is the visibility okay or what? Or not so much?
Well, it's good on certain days. Last week actually was fairly decent. Some of the better visibility I've seen this year at it, but... it varies. It's got a red clay bank on it, so that kind of hurts the visibility.
Yeah.
It's not the best all the time. So.
Okay. Well, so on a good day, you're talking what, 20, 30 feet or something, you mean, or what?
A good day would be 20 foot.
Okay. But typically, it's more in the 5 to 10.
A bad day would be...
yeah, I hear
yeah.
you. Well, which is the reality for a lot of lakes. You just have that sediment, and you don't have... a lot of fresh water pumping through there a lot, so they can get mucked up pretty quickly, I guess, right? Especially as
if it has plenty of boat
traffic and God knows what else with the wind and stuff. All right. Well, it sounds good, but they enjoyed it regardless of the conditions and the site that they did their checkout dives. And were they under the gun trying to get ready for a big trip or something? Was that the plan?
I think they're going on a trip here in a month,
yeah.
and they were trying to get everything finished up so they can get everything ready for that. So.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, where are they planning to go? Where are they going to go? Do you know? They tell you?
I didn't even talk to them about that, really.
What?
I'm thinking it's somewhere in the Caribbean. I think one of them said.
What kind of dive instructor are you, Jerry? Come on. You're Jerry the Diver Guy. That's like dive instructor 101. You find out where your students are planning to go, and then you tell them, like, hey, you know, as a bonus and usually a tip to most dive instructors, their students usually bring them on their first big trip and kind of pay for everything.
I tried to sneak that one in, but they didn't bite.
Well, you didn't even find out where they were going. It didn't sound like you didn't...
Well, it was the Caribbean.
You didn't sound like you were fishing good enough.
I didn't get that.
He's too nice of a guy. That's a, we'll convert you. You hang out with our crew long enough, you'll be... We'll have you, a top-notch con man in no time. Ask Bubble Boy. He knows how to work the system.
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we got that. So, Jerry's got his new divers in the water. That's good. Now you're taking a little bit of break, and then it's back to more training, or you just have to wait to see how the summer progresses, I guess. Is that right, Jerry?
Well, I've got some more people starting. I've got some people that's doing this e-online, that thing. And
yeah.
Which,
do you like using
they're
that?
They're slowly getting things together.
Do you like the e-learning
thing?
So far,
I love it.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
So far, I love it. That's
for you,
the work I have to do.
Well, let me give you some insight. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there was a big study done in the dive industry this past year. And one of the things it showed is that interaction between the dive instructor and the student has come down because of all the internet e-learning that's taking place. Now, all the agencies are doing it, and it is very convenient, even for the dive instructor, not just the diving student, because the student can do the training, especially the book work, anytime they want, day or night, at a time that's most suitable for them. However, what it ends up doing is taking away from that FaceTime between the student and the instructor, and leaving it up to them to do it on their own. So there's pluses and minuses to that. Sure, it's very convenient, but because you're not having as much interaction between the instructor and the student, the social aspects of diving are suffering, and it looks like, according to the research, there might be some correlation between whether or not the divers who go through that kind of program stay with it. So they'll get certified, and then they never made that connection that a lot of us that have been certified scuba diving for many years love, which is the social aspect of diving. When you get into your dive class, you have to buddy up. If you don't have a buddy with you, you meet everybody else in the class. You start to become friends because you have this shared passion of diving, and it kind of lends to a very fun, outgoing, social element to the sport that kind of just makes it that much more appealing. Are you with me on this, Jerry? What do you think?
I'm with you 100%. That's why I didn't find out where they're going.
What do you mean? You didn't find out that?
Well, the Caribbeans, as far as I know, they're going. So that's e-learning for you.
Okay. I think I'm missing something here, Jerry. Because if you were talking with them more, you would know where they're going.
That's correct. If I had them sitting in a classroom.
Oh, okay. You're saying
I would have been
because of that, you didn't really know that they were planning. You just knew they had some trip to the Caribbean, but you didn't hang around them long enough to find out if indeed they were going to be hanging for, a big trip to the Caribbean or whatever the case may be. That's what you're saying.
That's correct.
I see. I got you. Okay. No worries. Well, that's understandable. I guess I'll give you that much. But, I mean, what I've been seeing, or, like I said, according to the research, is whether or not they will stay with it. Because they, if they're not making that connection, and in your case, I mean, it's different. Because you're Jerry the Diver Guy, and everybody wants to know you. I mean, and if they thought for a second that you would have went with them to the Caribbean, they're probably kicking themselves right now, like, hey, why didn't we see if our instructor would want to go with us? So
they'd have had more fun.
Well, yeah. And, it's not too late if they're not going for another month or so. But as far as this research is concerned, it does kind of make sense. And I've heard this over the years when the e-learning started coming into play. where are we kind of shooting ourselves in the foot when it comes to bringing in new divers to the sport, because they're going to have less interaction directly with their dive instructor and other people in the class. I don't know, Bubble Boy, what do you think? That's one of the things you love about diving, is hanging out with me and CJ, and we go do it as a group, right?
Heck yeah, that's the big draw right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the element that kind of brings us all together and kind of, I think, keeps you motivated to want to keep diving. I mean, because, you know, if you're just doing it by yourself and going out on a boat solo, I mean, there's certain people that enjoy that and want to go out and just use diving as an escape to get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday world and maybe people. You could definitely take that tack, but I think most divers, you know, like going out there on the boat, hanging with some friends, and then ending up at the tiki bar in the evening after their day of diving and sharing their fish tails with friends. Kind of what this show is a little bit, you think? Yeah, maybe. All right, more coming up, including our friends from Explore Ventures. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man! Doing the best he can!
Scuba diver man!
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 His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, scuba diver man, I think I'd be better than Ant-Man, don't you think? Surely. Come on. Really? It should be.
Take it, Scooby-Doo!
Okay, not Scooby-Doo. Actually, that worked for cartoons, and he did have a couple movies. So, why not Scuba Diver Man? I would watch it. Maybe I'm alone there. I don't know. Hey, on via the web, not only do we have Jerry the Diver Guy, but we also have Clay from Explore Adventures. Clay, you there? How are you, buddy?
If I were doing any better today, I don't know what I'd do with myself.
Yeah, you're having that good of a day, are you?
Yeah, you know, the lawn's mowed, the trees are trimmed, I'm doing well.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad.
Got the to-do list done.
Yes, and now you got time for us, which is always a treat indeed. You know, I know you got a lot of stuff going on with Explore Ventures. And before we get to the latest crazy and insane specials, which I believe those are still going on, I got to ask you something, Clay. And Jerry, feel free to chime in on this as well as Bubble Boy. I just got wind of a thing going on today in St. Croix, where our buddy Ed Buckley and the folks from St. Croix Underwater Blue Water Adventures are orchestrating a dive down to 1,200 feet to break the world's deepest dive record. Do you ever follow that stuff, Clay, yourself, or no?
You know, I've followed it a little bit over the years, but yep. That's so far beyond my my cojones that you know. Okay, more power to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our buddy Neil Watson, the dive guide, has the deepest dive on air, and they don't even recognize that that record anymore, Guinness, because so many people died. And you know, it's just dangerous, period, but it's especially dangerous on air. Now that you got all this these deep divers doing, you know, Trimix and Heliox and all this mixed gas, it gets very technical in what you can do, and the limits have been extended to crazy depths, and now evidently it's 1,200 feet, and evidently they're attempting a record today. We'll follow and find out what happens and cover it accordingly on the show. Hopefully everybody will be safe. But, yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, part of me, I mean, I always love covering these type of stories from the standpoint of, like, look, you know, there's always adventurers. You need to push the limits. That's how we know what we can do. I don't necessarily want to be that person because I don't want to be the one who fails and lets us know exactly what that limit is. But then on the other side of the coin, you know, it's kind of like, why? Well, you know, it's not so much about scuba diving and how deep you can go. It's really about how much you enjoy it. You think, Clay, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm very much with you. I think, you know, I'm really glad that people do push the limits and people see what is possible. And I'm, you know, as far as dives to 1,200 feet and all the, you know, the technical and physiological aspects that go into it, I, you know, more power to them. I mean, we all learn from attempts like this, but I'm equally glad that I'm not the one doing it.
Yeah. And you know, just the fact that we are divers and we are certified, and people that aren't, that can't relate to our world underwater and what we can do, they already think we're badasses. We really don't have to push the limits to prove it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll just take the credit for diving down to 1,200 feet and let someone else take the risk. That that's just good common sense, I think. You think?
I fully agree with you.
Okay. All right. So we got that covered.
For once.
Yeah. For once, exactly. So, Clay, let's talk about what you guys are doing with Explore Ventures. Of course, we have our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise for October 3rd. I think there's still a few spots left if you want to get on board last minute. Make sure you join us. It's going to be an awesome trip, the 3rd through the 10th, and the Turks and Caicos. I cannot wait. And matter of fact, last week I found out that the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 just went through its yearly update or something and did a few little updates. Is that right?
No, that was actually the other boat.
Oh, that was the Caribbean, other boat.
Yeah, Caribbean Explorer 2.
Oh, just, well, okay. So much for listening to Jerry Beatty. You know, that was Jerry came on and told me that, you're in for a treat. They just redid the boat. I saw it and everything. So,
well, we did. I mean, we did do a lot of work on it, but it wasn't. It was last winter. It seems like it last week.
Well,
but it was actually
six or seven
months ago.
He was just in the Turks and Caicos, so I know he was looking at the right boat. Did they just do some?
It still looks wonderful.
Well, I know it obviously, and he just said, "Look, Greg, they did some paint job to it, and it looks brand spanking new." And yeah, it always looks that way. But I mean, did it just go through some maybe minor maintenance that he was reflecting on, you think? Because I know he had the right boat now that I think.
Well, you know, Jerry likes shiny things, so he was he was probably talking about the everything above the rub, where we sanded and put all grip paint on basically all the top sides, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Okay, maybe that's what.
But it was a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so they were just doing some like maintenance like that, and I guess that's what he was talking about. But the other boat, What?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing all sorts of stuff to that boat. Keith, who you know well, our fleet engineer, who's we call him Chaos. He goes down and rips things apart and puts them back together again and makes them better. And and it's always fun, tracing him through the fleet to figure out exactly what he's going to upgrade next time. It's not much fun getting the bill afterwards, but it's a lot of fun to watch.
True. Well, I have no doubt. But so there was a little bit of work that went on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 a few weeks ago that he might be reflecting on. But you're talking about the Caribbean Explorer 2, and Saba just went through some big deal?
We just swapped out one of the generators, which ended up being a two-week project. So now we've got two identical generators. It's not something that, you know, people go down and really notice, but it makes us happy.
Yeah. Well, it's more the guts kind of stuff when all the electronics and everything works, you know, more consistently and
it's always a challenge. If you're running a boat week in and week out, it's you know, it's a constant effort to make sure that the weeks go without a hitch, that all the systems are reliable, that you've got, you know, backups for backups and all that. So you know, that's the kind of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that keeps us busy.
Yeah. Now, what about these crazy insane specials? Are they still going on, or are they wrapped up?
They are crazy and they are insane. Mm-hmm. And we actually have a couple spaces left. They were introduced about 2 weeks ago on our Facebook page and on our website at exploreventures.com. But we have, I believe, spaces left on Caribbean Explorer 2 in the Northeastern Caribbean going from Saba to St. Kitts or vice versa. I can't remember which direction that trip goes on September 26th.
Okay.
And the rate is $9.99 per person.
Oh my gosh!
And that's 7 nights, 8 days, up to 5 dives a day. It's just an unbelievable deal. All your meals, accommodations, diving, and all that.
That is a great. You're going to spend more money at home. Practically, you know, especially if you want to throw any diving into the week, you know what I'm saying? And then you'd be in Saba. That is crazy. That is insane. But it's a crazy, insane, good time. 1-800-322-3577, exploreventures.com. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Clay from Explore Ventures on it. And by the way, Explore Ventures is the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio for God knows how many years now. We lost count. But it's because of the support of great companies like Clay's that has allowed us to expand how we have. And we just signed this new network deal I referenced earlier in the show. That's big news, Clay. We're going to take over the world eventually, you think?
You know, I haven't had a chance to congratulate you in person, but congratulations. That's pretty darn cool.
Well, thank you. Yes. And like I said, I mean that, it's companies like Explore Ventures that just make it so much fun, because Clay's not only a diver and a great guy, but he has some of the coolest boats that you could go out on and dive, like we're going to do in October. Have you decided whether or not you're going to join us for that, scuba cruise or what?
I haven't decided yet. I think we've got four spaces left on that trip, but it's been filling up pretty quickly. So if the last space sells, then I'm pretty much out of luck.
Oh, okay. But you're the owner. You can sleep on top or something, can't you?
Well, you know, I've been doing this for almost 29 years now, and I used to like sleep on the sun deck or on the pilot house floor or something like that, and I'm too old for that crap anymore.
Yeah. It's like camping out, isn't it? I mean, it's
exactly is.
It's be like I don't know, bring back good memories, wouldn't it? Or maybe indeed. Not so much.
Once in a while, somebody will tag me on Facebook in this picture from like 1989 off Saba, something like that. It's like, wow, is that Fort Bay? It's really changed.
Yeah. Are you saying Fort Bay's changed or you have changed?
Well, okay, a little bit of both.
Yeah, okay, a little bit of both. But good time for sure. And once again, you can go to exploreventures.com or give them a call and join us in October or just any of those trips. 1-800-322-3577. Clay, I'll let you get back to, I don't know, just lounging. Since you got all your chores done, I guess you can just kick back and, listen to the show or watch some TV or something more constructive, you think?
Yeah, I'll try for something more constructive.
Okay,
but,
of course.
Well, yeah. Not that listening to the show isn't good.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can do that anytime. But we appreciate it regardless. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, you can't bark, but you got one hell of a bite. Black plain to see that you don't want me, but can't forget you, mine. I'm headed down your side of town, your king to see, and I bow the crown. Down by the bottom where the water gets cold and dark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is the Scuba Cowboy. I believe he is actually flying back from Roatan as we speak, or maybe first thing in the morning. But I did get a report this week via Facebook from him that he had his first, lionfish encounter that it didn't go the way he would have preferred. Did you see this, Jerry? Did you see that on Facebook?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think that he lost all these lionfish.
I believe he may have lost a bunch of them, yes. It'll be interesting to hear how he spins it. But evidently, his little zookeeper, you know, these PVC pipes that they're using to hold all the lionfish that you catch, so yep. You don't spear yourself or get stabbed with one of them little suckers. The cap of it came off as he was getting back up on the dive boat. And next thing he knew, all his lionfish were spilling down back into the water all over him or down, by his
leg.
Yeah. And one of them got him.
In the kneecap. He got kneecapped by a lionfish.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure because he had a pretty big description of it up on Facebook, and you can look up the Scuba Cowboy on Facebook and then see for yourself. And like I said, we'll probably talk to him next week on the show and get the official report. But from the way he described it, I'm not so sure he got stung because he thought for sure he did because he said he was wearing a wetsuit. And he said something about seeing a little bit of blood, and it had punctured through the wetsuit. But I believe if you get whacked with these things, you feel it pretty quick. Have you had anybody experience that, Jerry, or what?
I've never had nobody stung yet.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong about this, but like on a stingray, which I've witnessed. You'll feel the initial punch of a stingray, and its barb gets into your hand or whatever happened to sting you, or in your ankle or whatever. You'll feel that initial punch, but it takes a little while for the venom to kick in and really make you scream in pain, which is what happened to one of my dive instructors way, way back in the day when he thought a cute little stingray on a night dive would be a fun thing to pet.
Oh
yeah, and found
idea.
Out. He basically was giving me a lesson that he didn't realize at the time, which was don't touch the marine life, especially things that have stingers on them. Because this little baby stingray just whacked him right in the palm, and about 3 hours later, when we had nodded off to sleep in the Florida Keys, all of a sudden I start hearing this banging on the wall, and somebody screaming at the top of their lungs. And I thought somebody had died or something. I didn't know what had. When he went in, he was like in pain like I had never seen somebody before in my life. He was just, it was excruciating. And this was like a big buff dude, too. I mean, he was a well-kept guy, and he was crying like a little girl. And the only solution, we got Dan on the phone, and the solution is to put the area or the puncture area in as hot a water as you can. The hot water will bring the stinging cells down or whatever.
And I'm sure you offered to pee on it, didn't you, Greg?
Well, you just do that. Whether someone gets stung or not, I offer to do that. But that's more of a personal issue. But no, the peeing thing doesn't work. That's a myth. But it's hot water that neutralizes the stinging cells in the stingray. Now, I think that kind of applies to lionfish as well, but what I'm not certain about is how quick the lionfish, the stinging or the venom or whatever is in it kicks in. And I was under the impression that it happens fairly quickly. And according to the Scuba Cowboys post, it sounded more like that he never did really, well, he didn't describe it other than he said he saw a little blood.
It was a kneecap, though. Yeah. So how much tissue is on your kneecap, really?
Well, I mean, that could have been it, too. I mean, you're right. That might have been in the issue. But, I mean, if he would have really been stung, is, I guess, my thing, he would have known it immediately. There wouldn't have been any question because you would have felt it right away, I think. I think you would. And, like I said, I could be wrong on this. I mean, it may be the same thing. Like, the venom from the lionfish has to be able to, inject itself into your bloodstream or whatever it does. You know, it spreads out and that kind of thing. And, it's like the way I've heard lionfish stings described is that they are excruciating. I don't think they have the barbs like a stingray does. But the venom is extremely painful. So, and I can, I definitely know several people have gotten stung, especially our buddies down in Dominica. Simon and Izzy are like, they're at like having a challenge to see how many stings they can, they can get. I think they're up around 27. But they've killed like thousands and thousands.
I think Simon had commented on that about that.
It said you only got like 27 more to go to catch up with me or something. Yeah, I did see that. So but he's killed like God knows how many lionfish, thousands literally. And and what happens in, and I've talked to Simon about this before, it's not when you catch them and you spear them, it's when you clean them. The lat's when he has a tendency to have problems. When they take that that big PVC tube and they dump out all their lionfish on the dive boat and they swirl around and get slung around on the dive boat, and they're not careful, and one bumps into your hand or you pick one up the wrong way or whatever when you're trying to clean it, and that's when they get whacked more often than underwater, actually, when they're spearing them and sticking them into the tube. But I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of this story with the Scuba Cowboy hopefully next week and find out what happened and what you can do to avoid such a thing. I will say, when I've done it, and I think this is probably the best way or the most, the most constructive way I've seen it done, and I tend to follow this route if it's available to me in the area that I'm at, and that is to kind of clean them a little bit underwater. You bring shears with you underwater, you spear the lionfish, and then you clip off the spines right there while it's still on the spear pole. Now, and then you stick it into your tube or into your catch bag. Then you've eliminated the potential of being stung by those things on the boat or anywhere else for that matter. Now, the downside to that scenario or that option is that now you're spearing a fish. And God help you if there's any barracuda, eels, or sharks in the area, because they will be attracted to what is going on with this speared fish, especially if you didn't knock him out on the first blow and he's wiggling around at all. So that would be a scenario where you feel very comfortable there's not other predators in the area that are going to come in and compete with you for your freshly caught lionfish. And so that just depends on, the area you're at. So there's some places you can get away with that without an incident. And I would say that's a pretty cool way to do it, actually, because then it eliminates one, more potential problem of getting stung by them things. So take it for what it's worth. And then the other thing is that don't freak out if you are stung. I mean, because they're not life-threatening. I mean, I guess you could have an allergic reaction, like a bee sting kind of thing to them, maybe. But I haven't heard of anybody dying from a lionfish stings. They're just extremely painful and annoying and that kind of thing, and not really the experience you want to have. But it's also not something that you got to worry about it from the standpoint like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. You know, which could be the case with, like, for instance, a jellyfish. Yeah. I'd be way more concerned about jellyfish than I would lionfish. You think there, Jerry? What do you think? Yeah?
As long as it's a Portuguese man of war.
Well, okay.
I have no trouble with them.
Well, okay. You have no trouble with Portuguese man of war?
Other jellyfish, I just have trouble with Portuguese man of war.
Well, there's other jellyfish out there. You just don't dive with
them. What about the box jellyfish?
Yeah, they're in Australia, so we don't usually see them too much. But yeah, the Portuguese man of war are the ones we got to deal with in the Caribbean. And, you know, the thing is, you see, jellyfish are usually fairly easy to avoid unless they're, you know, swarming and their tentacles are flying off in the water column, which I've seen that scenario as well, too. So anyway, there's a few critters to avoid. That's all you got to do. Just avoid them and dive safe, right? Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the Paddy Master Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your Paddy Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I heard a show.
On the radio.
Where divers speak about. What's in the sea.
What's in the sea.
Now I know. It was the first. Show
devoted.
To diving.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
That's right.
Scuba Radio.
Everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Yes.
We all listen to Scuba Radio.
Get down.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I thank you for your support over the years. That's what has led to our big expansion with a new network that we just announced earlier in the show. Thank you for that. big things happening for our distribution amongst all the radio stations across the country and beyond here in the coming weeks. It's going to be quite exciting. And, you know, it's because of your support that makes it possible. And, you know, and we like being a part of this industry. And, you know, we cover some inside stuff behind the scenes of the dive industry as much as we can, because we're a member of it. And it's all about growing the sport and making it better for everybody. Now, But I don't know, Bubble Boy and Jerry, you guys can back me up about this. But I'm not a big fan of whiners. Are you? Do you like whiners, Jerry? What do you think? Are you a fan? No,
I'm no fan of them.
What do you think, Bubble Boy?
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh no.
All right. Well, here's the deal. You know, we get tons of email, and I pull from a lot of sources and peruse websites and, you know, try to stay as informed as I can. And I'm not infallible. I mean, you know, we'll miss stuff every now and then. But one of those sources is Undercurrent. And, you know, Undercurrent is a bit of a controversial thing in the dive industry sometimes, because they portray themselves kind of as like a Consumer Reports publication in diving. And that's all fine and dandy, but the reality is, over the years, sometimes they've come down on the side of stories that I haven't agreed with, and I kind of know what's going on with some of the people that are involved in some of these stories, and some of the stuff they've put out there, you know, is more opinion-based than it is based in fact, from my perspective, okay? And that's fine. You know, you check all your sources, whether it's internet, whether it's Scuba Radio, whether it's a TV show, whether it's, you know, stuff you read on the web. You got to take all these different resources and use them accordingly and make sure that they, you know, you make an informed decision. Not one source should ever be the determining factor of what you do. And unfortunately, sometimes Undercurrent kind of comes off a little preachy in that regard. Sometimes on some stories that might be a little bit more on the controversial side of the dive industry. And I don't know. I mean, take that for what it's worth. I'm not saying I don't like them. They're definitely a source and definitely somebody you should take a look at. But understand that, you know, even though they say they don't take any advertising, that's one thing. And they may not be influenced in that way. But they're also presenting an opinion sometimes, not necessarily all factual stuff. Okay, so you kind of have to, you know, weigh it accordingly as a dive news source. But one of the things I just got in my inbox this week, it kind of came off a little whiny. And they evidently got an award from some diver and a grant for coverage of environmental issues. That's great, as they should. They should be recognized in that regard. But then they went on to put out a little quote. It said, "It's because of our advocacy that the dive industry itself has never bestowed an award on Undercurrent and, in fact, has conveniently ignored us for 40 years. Now, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, Greg, they put the diver in diver taking lightest.
Nah. Yeah, that isn't why they've been ignored or bestowed an award. For the record, I don't believe we've ever been bestowed an award here at Scuba Radio. Not that we're deserving, but it'd be nice to at least get a ribbon. But regardless, I know for a fact that, you know, some of the positions that they've taken in the publication have not been very pro-dive industry. So it's not necessarily that the fact that they would put out stuff that was negative as much as it was people just didn't agree with their conclusion. And so, you know, I don't know. It just seemed kind of whiny to me. And, you know, they're a good source, and they should be, you know, recognized for their good works, and they do put out some interesting stuff, but sometimes they put out stuff that's controversial, and how would you not expect, I mean, why should they be recognized for that? If you've upset a bunch of people and they feel like they were unfairly attacked, which is what has happened in the past, people that I know for a fact have, you know, been mentioned in the, you know, over the years in different articles and stuff on issues, and definitely felt that they're portrayed unfairly. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of agree with them. So, you know, I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. I guess my point in bringing this up in the first place is that you got to take all news sources with a grain of salt. And, you know, just because you're not recognized all the time for what good you do doesn't mean you're not valued and we don't appreciate you. Because I do. I appreciate Undercurrent. I don't want them to feel like I'm beating them up. I just don't, you know, don't whine that other people aren't necessarily huge fans.
And here at Scuba Radio, that grain of salt is always on the rim of a margarita.
Yes. Or in the ocean where we dive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tears.
And whatever. So there you go. I'll get off the soapbox and wrap things up here and say thank you once again for supporting us and making these expansion plans possible. It's cool. This is a fun time. So much has happened over the last few months. Sharknado, USA Today. Can't even list them all. It all leads to just sharing our love of diving, and what we get to do every week is just a blast. And we're glad you're along for the ride. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Bubble Boy?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the mud.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.